We are on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the second line from the top of the Amid. Knan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah further. Heichan Pigdaini, a mafkit comes over to a nifkat and he asks him, "Where's my pekodin?" Omale Ovat, so he said, "I lost it." Mashbiachani, so he was mashbiahim on that taina, that was taka ovat. Va'omar omein, and he said omein, so memele, so it was kilu nishba, that, koloina omein achashvu, kemaitzi shvu mipiv, so skilo he was nishba, that it was ovat. Va'edim, me'edim oisai sha'ochloi. And Adam come and say Adis that he ate it later. So he ate it. It's not the way he said. Adam saw that he had eaten it. Mishalem esa keren. So he pays the keren. Hoide al piatzmoi. What if he was moide that he swore false? Mishalem keren v'chaymesh v'osha. So b'emison, there's a din chiyuv tashlume keren als the shvue, als the kvire, he was kaifer, so that alone, the kaifer b'pikodin is nasol of gazlan, so he's chayav a keren. You have here another cheshben, ve'idim idim oisai sha'ochloi. So we have here, there was another ma'isik zeila, that he had eaten it. So, al koponim, so, sai l'cheire for the kfire, sai for the achile, you pay keren, hoide al piatzmoi. But what is if he was moide that he swore false? Mishalem keren v'chaymish v'osha. This is Hashem g'zeilois. And you pay keren v'chaymish v'osha. Let us see what Rashi says. Man hosam. Madoiz aleitze. Mishalem esa keren. The ein keifel elo betaynis ganef. Taynis ovad. There's no chiyev tashlume keifel. Hoyda mi atzmai mishalem keren v'chaymish v'osham. D'chsiv oy mikol asha yishova olav l'sheker. That you pay keren v'chaymish v'osham. B'zeu asham g'zeilis. D'ein oy bo ela al hoydo aspiv. And you only pay keren v'chaymish v'osham if he was moide that he swore false. The afalpi the leikosa behi parsha haido, even though in Seif Parshas by Yikra, it doesn't say that he was moide. Kosa v'rachmona ba asham gezel ager be parshas nosoi, visvadu es chatosam, v'chaymish nami einoi beloi osham. So they bring down, the Rashi seems to be saying that for a korban you need haido, and you only pay a chaymish when you bring a korban, and the korban needs haido. Rashi daf kuf chesam et beis, and Emerson, the pashto dikra is also like this. Let's just see for 1 minute. Rashi kuf chesam et beis on the Mishnah, on this Mishnah. So Rashi says, Mishalem keren, the ein chaymish ba'osham elim hoydo d'chsi v'gezel ager b'parshas nosoi v'isvado. Now, if you look in Parshas Nosoi, so there it says like this, v'isvado es chatosham asher osu, v'heishiv es ha'shomei b'roishay min skerem, v'chamishis ha'yosef olov, means chaimish. So the din v'isvadu grad is mentioned beferish by chaimish. Then the next pasuk says milvad ela kippurim, you bring the korban also. So the v'isvadu is going on chaimish and osham. Here Rashi, and that's what Rashi says, kubchasam in the base, the ein chaimish v'osham elim hoide. The chsi begezel give a pashas nasi v'isvadu. That's Rashi daf kubchasam in the base. And here Rashi seems to be saying, really, the Visvadu is going on the Osham. And you only pay a Chaimish if you pay an Osham, if you bring an Osham, some Amela. Al Kolchoch, you need the Visvadu to be Mechayev, the Chaimish also. Agavuche, I saw they bring down Gavaldeke Ha'ore. Now, he's made the What's the case, Vizvadu, that he, Hoida Piyatzma, he's Moide that he swore false. So it means a Keren Chaimish Vosha. Now, if he's Moide, he swore false, so, another Mesim Atzma Vosha, how can we believe him? How can we believe that he attacked his sworn false, and other Mesim Atzma Vosha? So, Lachere, from here you see, Memison, this is, a shaila that the Rishonim ask in Makis, Chlokes, the Ritva and the Meiri in Makis, when the person says, Gozalti, so how is he mechuyev to pay another Meisim Atzmei Roshe? So there's two terutzim on this kasha. Others say, you say Palginin Dibure. And Palginin Dibure means that I owe $100. Why? Because I stole. So I say, no, that what you say, you owe $100, I believe you. The reason you owe $100 is because you stole another Mason Matsmeirosh. I don't believe you. So I say you owe $100 because of a different reason. So the when a person says, Gozalti, he's mechuyev to pay, even though there's a cloud on the Mason Matsmeirosh, al taloch of paginin dibure. And others learn als paginin nemonis. That means that when a person says Gozalti, I believe, Ligabi Momin, I believe that Yitaka stole. You owe him 100,000 because you stole. Ligabi Lifsel Meidis, that in order may some ask my Rosh, so it's an Amonis Ligabi Chiyuve Momin, and it's not an Amonis Ligabi that he should become a Geradin Rosh. Lechere from this Gemara, you see, Klal the second Mahalach. Here it says, Hoide Meyatzma. He said he swore false. He says he was Kaifa false. He was a Kaifa Bekodin. He swore false. So, Lechere, he's Kosher Leshvu, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. He's another Meisim Atzma Roshe. For that's when he pays a Karen. Now, why does he pay the Karen? Hoide Meyatzma, he pays a Karen. Why does he pay a Karen? So, Kochi pays a Karen, I'll say, those Baldin Kimeyedim Domi. So you see that there's a din of Palginin Nemonis, and they bring this from a goyin, the Simon Pezayin, Sid Kotin Tzadik Tes. And here you see a Moiridik Adin. Lagabi Momin, he's Nemon. Lagabi Litzel Lishvu, he's not Nemon. And other Meisim Atzmei Roshe. But if you learn, according to the first Malach, you say Palginin Dibure, so then the whole thing is very schwer. So how do you pay a Keren V'chaymish? How do you pay a Keren V'chaymish if another Meisim Atzmei Roshe, so you don't believe he swore false? So he owes money, so you pay a Keren. And mainly you say, Pagini Dibur, he owes, but how do you pay a Chaymish? L'chayr, if in here would be, L'chayr, a Klore Raya, that the Lomdus is als Pagini Nemonis. Let us see further. Heichon Pikdoini, Omaloi Nignav. He asked him, where is my pekodin? So he said it was stolen. Mashbiyachani ba'oma omein. Ve'edim me'edin oisoi shegonvoi. And Edim say Edis that he stole it. Is mishalem tashlumei keifel. So by tainis ganev, you pay keifel. Hoide meyatzmoi, but if he was moide, not Edim came, he was moide. So mishalem keren v'chaymish v'osham. He starts kefal l'chayris potar als moide b'knas. So he pays keren v'chaymish v'osham. Abo ketoni miyo betoyin taynes ganev, the mishalem tashlumei kefal. But let us now summarize what we learned from these two halachas. הטוין טיינס גנב, משלם תשלומי כפלוף, איבם קיים לידה. אבל בטוין טיינס עובד, לא משלם תשלומי כפלוף. You don't pay כפלוף. That's one thing we see. A second thing we see, ואפילו טוין טיינס גנב, בשבוע הוא דמשלם תשלומי כפלוף. Because it says in the kefer he pays kefel, that mashbiach ani bo ma'ome. Avo shaloi bishvu eini mishalem tashlume kefel. So I was going to ask, meno hani mile. Let us see what Rashi says. Tainis aveido, ovat heimene. He says he lost it. Bishvu e la'achar shenishba l'sheker. Kidiktoni, mashbiach ani. Let us see the taptaisvis, ve'edim e'idim oisai she'ochloi. So it is very interesting. We have here two cases, toyin tainis ovat, and toyin tainis ganav. And it says that edim are meyid kenegdoi. So by the case of toyin tainis ovat, edim say he ate it. And by toyin tainis ovat, the edim say she'gonvoi. So in both cases, they're saying that it's wrong what he's saying, but we're saying different things happened. Zuktaisves ochloi nokat l'rvusa. Afal pi she'ovdoi min hoilom, the Tana wants to tell us a chiddush in both cases. In the reisha it's speaking about, by toin tainis ovat, he did a shrek l'chavle. It's ovdoi min hoilom. It's not here anymore. Afal pikein, potam in a kefal b'taynis ovat. He's potam in a kefal b'taynis ovat. V'seife nokat shegonvoi l'revuse. And the seife chapton gonvoi l'revuse. The af al pi shehu be'en. That means fakert. It's by him. He didn't need it. It's by him. The mafkid gave him a pikodin, and it's still by him. He's just saying gonvoy. Okay, so just saying nigna, vafavishu be'en, but the chayfetz is still here, so be'emison, you can make a hashova on the gufa chayfetz, is chayif kefal, kivin shetoyin tain is gonov. So he's telling us the revuse by both cases. L'chayre, you have to know, in the first case, when it was Ochloi, so why isn't he chayev for the chile of Kneve? Good, the taine that he taine that Ovad, no, so we're going to learn later on taines Ovad, you don't pay kef. Fine, that we're going to learn. But L'chayre, he made a maise gneve with achille. The achille gufa should be considered a maise gneve. So why isn't he chayiv for the maise achille? Why isn't he called a ganev for the maise achille? We could say a few terutzim on this kasha. The Irgodol Masech Teshvua says, because that's not called a Maisa Gneva. A Maisa Gneva is the Metamri Me'inshi. That means he goes into Yenem's Rishus and he's hiding and that is a Ganev. If it's in my Rishus and, so the Chepze of Gneva, the Tzur of Gneva is not Shaykh by my Rishus. It was given to me and now I'm eating it. So that's not called a Maisa Gneva. Maisa Gneva means you go into Yenem's Rishus Metamri Me'inshi. That's there you show you're afraid of people, not of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if it's in your issues, it's missing the Maisa Gneiva. That's one mahalach. Perhaps we could say another mahalach that he's a goynev acher a gazlan, because a kofa bekodin is nas all of gazlan. So he became a gazlan already with the kfira. And if it's speaking about that he ate it later, if we will assume that it's very unclear when he ate it, but if we will assume that he ate it later, so then it's, Aphila will say, this is a Maisa Gneiva, but it's a Goynef Acher HaGazlan. Adoyne Vachar HaGazlan is is Potter from Kefal. And if it's speaking about he ate it before, so it's very unclear when he ate it, when if he ate it before, so it could be it's not considered a Maisa Gnevi yet because he's Mechuyif Tepei, Kol Zman. He's not Kofer and Besdin, so it wasn't Nigmar the Gnevi. That means he's a Shomer. He has to give back or he has to pay for it. So it could be the whole Maisa Gnevi is Nigmar with the Kfira, and the Kfira is a tiny sova, not a tiny gonav. But now, Al Kaponim, we learned from this Mishnah two halachas. That only Toyin Tainis Ganev and Nishba, then you pay Kefal. So the Gemara is asking, Menohani Mili, how do we know this? The Tana Rabbona, we learned Abaraise, Im Yimotzei HaGanev, the Toyin Tainis Ganev, Akosov Medaber. I would just like to say over the Loshon of the Psukim, Pasik Mishpotem Chavbeis Vov Ki Yiten Ish Al Reyeo Kesav Akelem Lishmer V'Gunav Mibeis HaIsh Im Yimotzei HaGanev Yishalem Shnoi Im Loi Yimotzei HaGanev V'Nikra Balabayis Elokim Im Loi Shalach Yodim Im Leches Reyeo Al Kol Dvar Pesha Al Shur Al Chamor Al Se Al Salma Kol Aveda Shiema Ki Huzeh Ad alakim yovei debar shneim, asher yeshin alakim yishalem shnayim l'reyeyo. So, l'maise, it mentions tashlume kefal in two instances. Im yimotze yaganev, yishalem shnayim. Im lo yimotze yaganev, v'nikra balabayis, then it says, asher yeshin alakim yishalem shnayim l'reyeyo. So we hear by yimotze yaganev, we hear by Imloyim Motzei Aganev, there are two cases, there's a din of Tashlumei Kefal. So now let us see the Gemara. The Tana Rabbana, Im Yimotzei Haganev, Betoyin Tainis Ganev Hakosov Medaba. It is speaking about that the Shomer is tining that it was stolen. Ata Oima Betoyin Tainis Ganev, that means we can learn pshat in the pasuk. That's how Rashi and Chumash learns pshat in pasuk. That's how the second man Yoma learns pshat in the pasuk. But we could learn the gunav mi beisayish was taki stolen im yimotzei haganev. So if it was taki stolen and we find the ganev yishalem shnoi, then it says later im lo yimotzei haganev. Im lo yimotzei haganev, and it also feels like yishalem shnayim l'reyeyu. So the Gemara says, the first im yimotzei haganev is speaking about petoyin tainis ganev akosov medaba. Im yimotzei will find out haganev that he's the ganev, the shomer is the ganev. So the Gemara says, ato ima petoyin tainis ganev, Oy einay elo beganev atzmai. Maybe pshat and posik is that we found who the that we found the ganev. So the Gemara says kshu oima imloy yimotzei haganev. Right afterwards it says imloy yimotzei haganev, and there it means imloy yimotzei k'moishu hu amar. No, he's the ganev. So the second pasuk is speaking about betoyin tainis ganev. Have yoyma betoyin tainis ganev akosov medaber. So let us just see Tosfos for 1 second. Have yoyma betoyin tainis ganev dibar akosov the bo zeh velimeid al zeh. The second pasuk, which zicher means im lo yimotzei k'moishu hu omar. No, but he's the ganev. So bozev alimadal zeh. So that is pshat in the first pasuk also. Im yimotzei aganev, im yimotzei that he's the ganev. So bozev alimadal zeh. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. בתוין טיינס גנב, בבעל הבית שתוין טיינס גנב בפקודן זה, כדרסי וגונה מבייס האיש, הכוסו מדבר. וקומה דאם ימוצא, the first pasuk, דאם ימוצא שהוא גנב, ואם ימוצא הגנב means we find that he's the גנב, שישלם שניים. So then the shema will pay kefal. Oy ein oy elo beganev atzmoy, shebal abayis emeston, the bal abayis is the shema, v'nimtza, v'gunav mibayis ha'ish, he's the shema, shebal abayis emeston, v'nimtza haganev shegonvoy, shoymer im lo yimotze haganev, it says leidim lo yimotze haganev, ulekam em akminelei, בתוין טיינס גנב, שנמצא הוא בעצמא גנב, ואם לא ימוצא כמו שהוא אמר. נובעת, הנה הוא בעצמא גנב, so the safe is here, speaking about a toin טיינס גנב, אבל אומר, דהי קרות אל נמי, שנמצא בעל הבית שקרן קומה. That's what Tosfos says, the bozeh v'limed al zeh. The second pasuk is telling us pshat in the first pasuk. Why do you need two psukim to tell me that a toyin tain is gonna pay skeful? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says if both psukim are speaking about by toyin tain is gonna, so it's very mutna. How here it says im yimotze yaganev. And both of them are speaking about that he's the ganav. So it's called him Yimotzei Ganav, Vimlo Yimotzei Ganav. So how do you say Pshat in the Psukim? On why do you need to Psukim? How do you learn Pashtei Dekro? So the Tais Rabbein the Peret says as follows. Im Yimotzei Ganav, Perishuhu Atzmai Gonvoy. That's the first Pasuk. Yishalem Shnayim. You pay Kefal. The Ketzad Yishalem Shnayim. What is Pshat in this first Pasuk that you pay Shnayim? Im lo yimotze yaganef shuhu gonvoy. Ve'enim Yishalem. Elo b'shuv nikra. The Moses v'nikra balabayis alakim, which means shvue. So the second Pasuk is explaining how the first Pasuk is speaking about. That the second Pasuk says, Claude was a shvue, was we'll see later, nikra balabayis le shvue. So this is a ketzad. When is it that if he tained his gonvoy and he himself was the ganav, that you pay kefal? So the second pasuk elaborates. It's speaking about lo yimotzei kemoishu amr and watzmei gonvoy in v'nikrav and there was a shvur. So then you say pay kefal. So the second pasuk is explaining pshat in the first pasuk. You only pay kefal by tain his ganav with a shvur. Yeah. Tanya Ida, we learned another braisa. Im yimotzei haganev beganev atzmei akosuv medaba. The first posuk is speaking about that was takaganev. Vigunav mi beiseish im yimotzei haganev beganev atzmei akosuv medaba. At oime beganev atzmei oy einei elo betoyin taines ganev. So the Baraisa says, "Shoima im lo yimotzei haganef." I count the second pasuk is speaking about im lo yimotzei kemoishu hu amroi. Now he is the ganef. So the second pasuk is speaking about a reitoyin tain is ganef omo. Omani mekayim im yimotzei haganef. The ganef atzmai akosuv medaber. So the second Baraisa holds, since the second pasuk is speaking about toyin tain is ganef. Therefore, the first pasuk is speaking about a ganav atzmai. The kula alma miyis. So the Gemara says, but everyone agrees that the second pasuk im lo yimotzei aganav betoyin tainis ganav ksiv. My mashma, where do we see? Why is this a dover poshet that the second pasuk is sicha speaking about a toyin tainis ganav? אמרה, because that's פשטי דקרא, אם לא ימוצא כמו שאמר, if it's not the way he said, וגונה מבייסיש, אלא שהוא עצמי גונבוי, ישלם שניים. So the second פוסק זכר is speaking about טויין טיינס גנב. בגנב עצמוי, זאת רשי, מגיד הכוסף שגנב משלם כפל. אוי אינוי אלו בתויין טיינס גנב, וכמה דים נמצא הוא גנב משלם כפל, הרגסים שואים אם לא ימוצא הגנב, ראי תויין טיינס גנב אומר, אמה אני מקיים אם ימוצא הגנב, וספיק בת דגנב עצמוי. And everyone agrees that im lo yimotzei haganav is speaking about tayin tainis ganav. How do we see this in the pasuk? Im lo yimotzei kamoi she'oma she'tayin nignevo lo yimotzei do kedosi vegunav mi beisish elohu atzmoi gonvoi v'nikra valabayis kloima vohu kvar nishbar bedovish lo yisholach yodoi maksiv achov על כל דבר פשע ישלם שניים. The more it continues, me no longer בשבועות. How do you know that a Toyantine is Ganev is only chayev kefil if he swore? Sanye v'nikrav balabayis alulikim l'shvur. Previously, he came to Bezdin, and he swore there was a shvur's Bezdin. Ata oima l'shvur oi einoi elulidin. How do you know v'nikrav balabayis means that he swore? Maybe it means l'din, to pay. Nema shlichas yad l'mato, ונמה השליח השיעד למיילו, הלהולון לשבועה, אף כאן לשבועה. So we learn out שליח השיעד from שליח השיעד. Here it says, ניקו ברבייס, אם לא ישולח יודה במלך ישראלו. And later it says, שבועה ששם תהיה בין שניים, אם לא ישולח יודה. So just like over there, it's with השבועה, say it's also with השבועה. Now let us see Rashi. וממי דהי ונקרב בעל הבייס לשבוע קומה, לשבוע שכיוון שטוין וגונב מייס איש, ישבע שנגנבו ויפטר. That's פשט, that he swears that נגנבו נספוטר. אוי אינוי אלו לדין, לפירוין, לשיימר חינם, שטוין נגנבו ישלם, והי קרו בשי מכינם כסיב קדם רינן באשר. Now, this Rashi, this המחלוקס אחרוינם, the Marshal, the Marshal, what is פשט in this Rashi? The Gemara had a hava mine, that without the limo שליחס יד, the Gemara said, "V'nikrav balabayis, not to swear, no lidin, to pay, lepiroim." The shayma chinam shetoyin nignava yishalem. Daikro b'shayma chinam ksiv. So the Marsha wants to say, l'fi emes, that lepiroim means that a Shem Achinom has to pay. That's the pashtus of Loshon Rashi. The previous Rashi says, Shekiv and Shetem v'gunav beis yishba shenignavo v'yiftar. He swears, and then he becomes potter. Oyeine elo ledin, lepiroin, that he pays, a Shem Achinom pays, the Shem Achinom Shetem v'gunav yishale. That's Pshat and Posik. He's Mechuyev to pay. So Khan Shoyal Aben, if he's mechuyif to pay, so why? So it means that Hashem Achinam is mechuyif to pay Tainis Nignava. So when he said Nignava, he's mechuyif to pay. And now we found that, so that means there was no Gnevis Mammon over here. Afilu with his kfire, he's mechuyif to pay. So now, later we found out that he's the ganav. So now he pays kefil. Why is he mechuyif to pay kefil if afilu lefita nosa he owes money for the chayfetz? So why should he be mechuyif? Where is there the gneva to begin with? Where's there the gneva? We have a psalondas, a toyentain is ganav. Fine, a toyentain is ganav. But there has to be some sort of a gneva. So bishloim, if we learn that he's potter betainis gneve, and when he swore that it was nignav, so he potted himself. So there was a gneve from the bailim. That means he said it was nignav. And lefi dvarav, he doesn't know him anything, so that's the gneve. The gneve is that he says it was nignav, and I don't know you anything. And now later we found that nimsa shvatz me gunva. Fine, so then you pay cable. So there's a chefza of gneve through a toyin tainis ganet. So the din is that a kaponim with, he wanted to be goinev al yedei tanosoi. So mamegel, there's a din you pay kefil. But if we'll say that v'nikra balabayis ledin, that means that when he tainis it was nignav, so he has to go and pay. And then later so there was no intent to steal the shavius of the chayfetz. Because afilu lefi dvarav, he owes him money. So why do you pay kefil? That's the problem. So it would seem, the Mashal says it's Gzeiras HaKosuv, but l'chayre could be vechmet the Herchev Dover says in the note, in Parshas Mishpotim, that l'chayre the gnev is on the chayfetz. The Meisr is a gneva on the chayfetz, and the shavius of the chayfetz could be, there's no gneva because a filul fi dvorov is mechuyif to pay. But there's a gneva sa chayfetz. That means, he said it was stolen, so the chayfetz I don't have to give back to you. I'll pay you for the chayfetz. But there's a gneva sa chayfetz al koponim. So it could be for gneva sa chayfetz, there's also a din of tashlume kefil. Even though, He's mechuyev, a filler of the feet vav is mechuyev to pay for the chayfetz. That's one mahalach in Rashi. The second mahalach in Rashi is what the Marshal says. Oyeine ela ledin lepiroin. That means that he's mechuyev to, not that Hashem Mechinam is mechuyev to pay by Tainis Nignav. No, Ashay Mechinam, the tainted nignav is mechuyev to pay kefil without a shvur. That's that. V'nikra balabayis alakim, without a shvur, he has to go and pay, he has to pay kefil to the bailim. Yaini eladin, lepiroin, that he's mechuyev to pay a fellow without a shvur. Like this, Rashi said before, V'nikra balabayis, klaimavu kvar nishba bedavo, shloi shalach yodi. The whole parsha is speaking about that there was previously a shvua made. That's when you pay kefil. Now the Gemara is saying, how do you know v'nikra means that there was a shvua, and that is mitnoye chi of kefil of a tain tainis gane? Maybe v'nikra balabayis means that with a tainis gneve, he's mechuyev to pay kefil, afilu without a shvua. Yeine ledin lepiroin, the shay machinim shetoyin nignevo, and we found that he himself was the ganev, yeshalim, by krob shay machinim ksiv kadamrinim by shay. These are the two mahalchim in Rashi. Shlichas yad lamata, b'shay mar socho, shvus Hashem tiyeh ben shneim im lo yisholach yodoy. Shlichas yad lamaylo, Nikra balabayis alakim lo yisholach yodoy. So memele, so now we know pshat and posik that it means l'shvuah and then he previously swore that it was nignat. So that's how we know that that a toyin tain is ganav is only chayiv kefil if he swore previously shenignat. So the Gemara vayta. But we have now a machlokes, two beraises. The first pasuk im yimotzei aganav yishalim shnayim. So we had a machlokes is the first pasuk according to the first beraise. It's also speaking about toyin tain is ganav. According to the second beraise, it's speaking about ganav atzma. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam lamanda omar chad beganav. The first pasuk is speaking about that aganav pays kefil. V'chad betoyin tainis ganav v'imlo yimotzei k'moyishu hu amal latzmei gon by that speaking by toyin tainis ganav haynu d'chsiv trei kroy. So there's two psukim im yimotzei ganav v'imlo yimotzei ganav elu l'man da omal tavayu betoyin tainis ganav. Both are speaking about betoyin tainis ganav trei kroy lomoli. So why do you need two psukim to tell me that a toyin tain is ganav pays kefil? So the Gemara says, you're right. Omri chad limute tainis ovat. One is coming to be memayit tainis ovat. That tafke tainis ganav and not tainis ovat. What does Rashi say? Zit Rashi mute tainis ovat. Im toan nevdo imenu. Ve'edim me'edim shegonvoy, potom mikeful afilu nishba. So the pasuk is coming to tell us, the pasuk is, the yitter, a pasuk is coming to tell us that dafke, like this I would say, he wanted to pat himself, so he said it was stolen, v'nimse shuatz megonvoy. But who adin, if he said ovad, it's also the same thing. He'll also pay kefil. So that's why I have two psukim, that the second pasuk is coming to tell us, davke, if he tain, the tain is gone, if not tain is over. Frech the Gemore, uleman the yoma, chad beganev, vechad betoyin tain is gone, according to the second beraisim. That the first pasuk is speaking about a ganav, and the second pasuk is speaking about toyin tainis ganav. The loy miyater, so it's not miyuter. The pasuk is telling us toyin tainis ganav pays kefil. And lechayra, let us say diberakosu behave. He said it. Because he said I'm potter to pay. He said that it was stolen. But loy miyater lemuti tainis ovad minole. So how do you know that if he tiny tiny is over this part of him careful? So the Gemara answers, mi ganev ha ganev. It could have said, v'im lo yimotze, in ganev. And it's, and he was the ganev. And it says, ha ganev. So that's coming to tell us, davke, if he tiny tiny is gneve. What does Tosfos say? Miganev haganev. The haganev mashma amiyuchit tafkep sazay k'may ha'oyla oyla rishoyne hayerch amyumenes hayerch amyumenes shebiyerech. So that means dafke, so it's coming to tell us dafke tainus gnev and not another tainus. Frag the Gemara, Lamanda Omar Tavayu betoyin tainis ganav. The mitlay toyin tainis ovat. So Faketi was mamayit from the yito toyin tainis onov. The tainis tainis ovat. Ganov, ha ganov may dorish bay. So what does he do with this extra hay, ha ganav? Amalach, amalach mi boile lechabchia barabe, amarab yechne. The Omar Rabchiya Baraba Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Atoyin Tainis Ganav Bipikodin, Vishalem Tashlume Keifu. טוב, החומוכו משלם תשלומי ארבעה וחמיש. So the Haganef is coming to be marbe that it has all dinim of a ganef. Not only has a din of tashlumei keiful, like a ganef, no, if it was tova chamocha, you'll pay dalad vei. So the hay is coming to tell us, rabchiya barabe. What does Taisu say? V'idoch ganav ha-ganav lich drabchiye barab. Afo gav dahai dorish l'ribui b'hai l'miyut en lochush takel l'fi svoras adrash. So what does this mean? So I saw on Eitzem Eforshi a Talmud he brings down as follows. That means you have to know what the svore hachitzoyne is, what I would think without the hay, and then I have to figure out what the hay is coming to tell us. So before the Gemara held that it says Tainis Ganef, who had in Tainis Ovat. So the Svara Chitzoina over there was that the Dima Kosovoi, what's the difference? Tainis Ganef, Tainis Ovat, the words he said, the Ikers, he wanted to pat himself on paying the mafkid. So the svara chitzayna was ganev hu adin ovat. So if it says ha ganev, so now there's an extra hay. So the hay is coming to tell us lafuki the svara chitzayna. Tafke time is ganev and not time is ovat. That is that. That's why before the gemara darshan that ha ganev is coming to be my time is ovat. Now according to the first baraisa, that time is ovat I know from the stup sukim. So I know already time is over this potter. Now, what would the svara chitzoyne be by tovach umocha? What would the svara chitzoyne be? So the svara chitzoyne would be that by a ganev, there's a din of tzvich mechire. He's not a ganev over here. A toyin tain is ganev pays kefil like a ganev. He's not a ganev. We hear a svara, we had Rashi before. Rashi says you pay the kefil of the shvur sheker. Of the shvur sheker, that's why you mechay the kefil. A toyin tain is ganav has tashlume ganav, but he's not a ganav. So the svara chitzayna would be, so fine, he pays kefil. But dalet vehe, you have to be a ganav. Chigna vishayra say, you have to be a ganav to pay dalet vehe. He's not a ganav. So mamele, here the svara chitzayna would be, you shouldn't pay dalet vehe. So therefore, here I darshan, so now even miyuta dikahei. So the hay is coming to tell us lafuki the svara chitzayne, and you do pay dalet vehe. So that's what Taisus means. That kol of his svaras adrash. That means it matters what you're darshaning. So you have to first figure out what the svara chitzayne would be without the drash. Then I can figure out what the drash is coming to tell us. So that's why it's no kasha from the hay. One man the Yom Kedash is coming l'miyuti, and one man the Yom Kedash is coming l'ribuye. So the Gemara asks, L'man the Omar, chad beganet, v'chad betointain is ganet, according to the second Baraisa, that the first posik is speaking about ganav. The second posik is speaking about tiny tainis ganav. Dai ganav, ha ganav, afke lemuti tainis ovat. So he used the hay to be mamaya tainis ovat. So da b'chiyah barabe minole. So how do you know da b'chiyah barabe's halacha that you pay dalad v'hay? You know, the hay was used up to be mamaya tainis ovat. So how do you know to be that you pay dalad vei? Amalacha hekeshahu ve'ein meshivin al hekeshem. It's a hekesh ve'ein meshivin al hekeshem. What is he what Rashi says? Mishalim tashlume arbo v'chamishoi kiganef atzmo. It has a din like a ganef. The nafkalei mi ganef haganef. Hekeshahu. So, by Emerson, it's smuchim, it's not really a hekesh, because the two psukim. Im yimotze yaganev, yishalom shnayim. Ve'im, that's one pasuk. Ve'im lo yimotze yaganev. So that's, and so according to these are smuchim. So Rashi, kiven desmichi lahadodi, since these two psukim are samach lahadodi, hanikroi iskish, so these two psukim are hukish, ganev v'toyin tainis ganev lahadodi. Ma ganev mishalem tashlume yabo v'chamishe im tova chumocha, avtoyin tainis ganev mishalem abo v'chamishe. Va'af al gav de'ika le'mifchach, ma le'ganev atzmoy shekein chayev keifel b'loy shvue, toime b'toyin tainis ganev shetzorich shvue. So l'chayre the kasha is, so you could say that the chiyiv tashlume keifel is not because he's a ganev. No, as the shvue sheker shaboy. So how can you learn out a ganev pays valid vei? So a toin tain is ganev by tova gemach, losa pay ganev vei. His chiv is mitzat shvue shaboy. So memela, how can you learn out? Ey, mishiv na le hekesh. Good, you can ask a pichav on the day till tomorrow, but it's a hekesh, vok shal adodi. Genemrin in loha milse ba goizel eitzim. Bemis in the gemona goizel eitzim. Asks this kash, and the Gemara says, "Ein mishiv na lehekish." Ve'ike da amri. Now others wanted to say pshat in our Gemara, hekeshe kide meforesh hosom, and this was a havaminam. The Gemara daf kuvavam at beis. Well, it doesn't mean a hekish, because it's really not a hekish; it's muchim. No, hoyel veganev mishalem keifel. I'm not learning out from the first pasuk. I'm learning out just like a ganev pays keifel. V'toyin tainis ganev mishalem keifel. Now, toyin tainis ganev mishalem keifel. So you see, in tashlumim, a toyin tainis ganev has the same hilchis tashlumim like a ganev. Is ma ganev tovach umocha, so then mishalem tashlumi abov v'chamisha. Av toyin tainis ganev tovach umocha, mishalem abov v'chamisha. So Rashi says, v'lav milsehi, Dahai mamotzinu binyanovu. If you're learning out that you're comparing tashlume toyin tainis ganev l'tashlume ganev, so this is a mamotzinu. V'loya keisha. So then you can zich ask akasha. I said the Gemara says v'mishivin ala keisha. So the way Rashi says v'lav milsehi, Dahai mamotzinu. Binyanovu, this is the Dai Mamatzinu. Binyanovu, this is not a hekish, v'lo yekeshe. Halos miches ha-mikrois koi hekish. That you have to, the Gemara, even though it's really not a true hekish, it's a smiche of two psukim koi hekish. V'achinam yishminam hosam. The Gemara, in a goizel eitzim, says this clearly. From the Mamatzinu, you have a pirch, and you learn out from the hekish. So the Gemara says, "Bish loyma lemanda oma achad beganev, v'chad betoyin tainis ganev shaper." So Gemara now is going to ask another kasha. If according to the second baraisa, so the first pasuk is speaking about a ganev, the second pasuk is speaking by a toyin tainis ganev. So memela, so it's very good that we know that a ganev pays kefil. According to the first paraisa, that the both psukim are speaking about a toyin tainis ganav. Ganav atzmai menolei. So how do you know a ganav pays kefil? Chitay meleisi mikal v'choy, meleisi mikal v'choy, we make a kal v'choy, mi toyin tainis ganav. Madach, a toyin tainis ganav. Pays kefil. So a ganav alone, avad the gevishet pay kefil. So the Gemara dayoi lovei min adin liyes kenod. You can learn out a kal. If you're learning out a kal b'chayma, so it has to have all the tnoim of the avatayin tainis ganav. Ma loholam b'shvue, hafkan b'shvue. So how do you know that a ganav pays kefil afilu without a shvue? what does Rashi say? Anichel man de yoma chad beganev chad betoyin tainis ganev shaper nafkele ganev mahoche. Alol man de yoma. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So how do you know that a ganev pays kefir?